Look, the majority of people trying to use LinkedIn to get clients right now are doing it all wrong. So in this video, I'm going to teach you a strategy that actually works. And I'm even going to show you how you can automate the process using AI. Now, I've racked up well over 500,000 views on videos about LinkedIn, but as with everything in sales and marketing, things keep changing. And so we are well overdue an update. But LinkedIn is still an incredible tool for client acquisition. And I've personally used it myself to generate millions in new revenue. In fact, at the start of my career, I worked in a boiler room type cold calling role where I spent 8 hours a day on the platform. So it's safe to say I know a thing or two about LinkedIn. So let's get into it. Okay, so I'm gonna start off by presuming that you already have a LinkedIn profile created, but if you don't, go over to linkedin.com and create one, fill in your name and your email address. It's very simple. But I'm gonna show you today how, first of all, you can lay your foundations and optimize your profile like a sales page. But things are very different now in 2023 to how they were even 2 years ago. And whilst before we could get away with being very sales heavy on our page, now we need to be a little bit more subtle and go stealth mode. So I'm gonna start off at the top and work our way down. So first of all, we have the cover image or the banner. And this wants to be something credibility building. Let's say you've spoken on stage, use that. If you've got a picture of you and clients, great, use that. Just make sure this isn't a picture of you in the club or you with your family at Christmas. It wants to be a professional image for a professional social media platform. If you're really struggling for ideas, just use a cityscape, okay? The skyline of your local city. Make sure it's relevant to you though, but don't overthink the cover image. It's not the be all and end all. Where it does get a little bit more important is your profile image. And you can see I've got a close up headshot here. You wanna make sure you've got a close up headshot. It doesn't have to be from a professional shoot, although I do believe it makes you look a little bit more established. But to start off with, you're absolutely fine just having an iPhone or a smartphone camera photo, okay? Just like these people here, okay? Ellie, Ashley, these are all great profile images. Apart from Thomas, that's a bit of a rogue profile image there. That is definitely an image in a club. That's not ideal. Apologies, Thomas, if you're watching this. It needs to be some kind of a professional image, unless you are working at some kind of a bar, deli to belly. Seems like a bit of like a kind of, not an unprofessional business, but a more casual business. So that might pass. But if you're watching this and you're an agency owner, make sure this is a headshot. So the next thing we have is our headline. And the biggest mistake people make here is they make this too salesy, okay? They have their offer statement. And this is something that used to work a couple of years ago, so I don't blame you if you're still doing this. But they have something like, I help aesthetic clinics get more clients per month using Facebook ads. And what that does is straight away is it says to your prospects and the people you're trying to connect that you are going to send a sales message the moment you connect with them. And so again, we need to be stealth mode now because people are used to getting connection requests from people like that and receiving an instant pitch. So we want to just have this a little bit more subtle. Just say I'm the owner of, or I'm the founder of, and then your company name. If you can put your company link, that's great as well. So if you've got a short link like I have, then put it in there. If it looks too long and ugly, just put your company name, okay? Keep this nice and subtle. And the key is we just wanna make sure we don't have really any sales terminology at all at the top of our profile. So when somebody quickly looks at us, they accept the connection request because they're not at fear that we're gonna pitch them. Little do they know. Now, this is where we can get a little bit more salesy, and we have the featured area, okay? Now, featured is where we can feature posts that we have put out on LinkedIn or external links. So you can see here, I've got some results from my marketing agency posted. I've also got a couple of external links, interview with Sean Cannell, and also one of my students who I helped scale to 100K a month in 60 days with his agency through our agency training program. Now, I have multiple businesses and this profile isn't actually used for active outreach at the moment. We have team members and appointment setters who do that. My profile is kind of optimized for multiple different things. Although if you're watching this, and let's say you're an agency owner, you wanna make sure your profile and your featured tab is just optimized for your target audience. So if you work with aesthetic clinics, share results with aesthetic clinics, okay? Screenshots like this, or interviews with clients, or testimonials, have them all featured and make sure they're optimized for one specific audience, okay? The next thing we have is our about area or our bio. And this is where we wanna talk about ourselves. Don't make the mistake of talking in third person, okay? Jordan is this person and this, like, it's just impersonal and it doesn't give a great image. So make sure this is you writing, and ideally this wants to be some sales copy. Mine here is just a very simple explanation of who I am and what I do. Although, as I said, my profile isn't optimized for sales right now. So let's say you do want to write a sales bio and it needs to be optimized for getting business in. Now, sometimes writing things like this can be a bit daunting, especially if you've got no copywriting experience and you're just starting off in business. And so we can leverage tools like ChatGPT, the AI chatbot, to write this copy for us, or at least create the foundation. So if you haven't used it, go to chat.openai.com, okay, sign up for a quick account. And we could say, can you write me a LinkedIn about section Just give it some context. I'm a marketing agency owner that specializes in helping aesthetic clinics get more clients. Okay, you might want to give it a little bit more context than that. But what this is going to do is give us a really great base for our about section. As a passionate, dedicated marketing agency owner, I specialize in helping aesthetic clinics grow a client base and thrive in an increasingly competitive market with a deep understanding of the unique challenges faced by this industry. I've made it my mission to provide tailored marketing solutions to not only drive results, but also create lasting relationships between clinics and their clients. This is nice. With extensive experience in developing and executing. Okay, you can pause the video and read this right now if you like, but this is actually a really good base. There are probably a few things on here, just like scanning this quickly, that I would change. And so like, let me take that. I mean, you can go back and forth with ChatGPT if you want, but if not, you can just reformat it if you feel confident. So I would probably take this and I would paste that in here. Okay, I'm not gonna get rid of my current. And then you'd break this up. You want this to be a bit more digestible. You don't want this to just be like some really long text. So maybe you break this up a little bit. Make sure this is relevant to you to give all meaning, connections, and foster growth for your clinic and ever-evolving market. It's a little bit cringy. Okay, awesome. So that is a really nice bio right there. Okay, now again, I haven't read through all of this because I'm doing this nice and quickly, but this gives you a really great base for you to build on without you having to spend hours and hours of writer's block going through and getting this sorted yourself. So make sure this is some nice sales copy, which is talking about what you do, but it's not putting any prices or any specific offer. It's just saying who you are, what you do, and who you do it for. Go down, we've got experience. So you want to have any relevant kind of previous jobs that you've had. Okay, I actually probably need to clean this up a little bit, but you want to make sure that you've got obviously your business on there as well, and a little bit of information about what you do and any previous experience roles. You don't need to have when you had a paper round when you were 14 years old. Okay, just make sure it's relevant to the audience or what you're doing right now. Education, if you've got a degree or anything along those lines, any licenses that you may have, and then we have our skills. So this is where we can add, and we can add different skills that are relevant to us. Okay, so if you're an agency owner, you might want to put Facebook ads, for example, in here. And then as we build connections over time, what happens is people can endorse us for those skills. So if I was to go on all of my skills, I'm pretty sure all of my endorsements are maxed out from using LinkedIn over a lot of time. As you build connections with people, as you build relationships with people, the 99 plus endorsement, 99 plus, you end up getting people just endorse you for these skills. An endorsement is simply somebody saying, hey, yeah, cool, I believe that Jordan can do this. Now, it doesn't really hold an awful lot of weight, but to the untrained eye, it makes you look a lot more established, and it makes you look like other people are validating that you are the person you say you are. Okay, so definitely make sure you add skills onto your profile. We then have recommendations. Now, I've got a whole bunch of recommendations from a previous job here, but you can get previous clients on here, leaving testimonials, or previous employers or people that worked with you in the past. They have to be connected to you in some kind of a professional sense, but you want to try and collect recommendations over time. And then finally, we have interests, but this isn't really that important. You just want to make sure you're not following anything that makes you look unapproachable or makes you look a little bit strange, okay? You don't want to put people off by the pages you're following. I don't even know I followed these pages, but Ben Francis from Gymshark, great guy. James Clear, great book writer, author. Sweet. So that is how you optimize your profile. And your profile is something that's going to evolve over time. And as you get more recommendations, as you get better featured posts, as you be a better copywriter and you write a better about page. But it's very important that you start off having these solid profile foundations. Because if you do not have your profile optimized, doesn't matter how many messages you send, doesn't matter how good your sales script is, doesn't matter how good your offer is, you're not gonna get as many responses as your competitors who have a well-optimized profile. So make sure you don't slack off on spending the time to get this sorted. So how can we use this to actually get clients? Well, the first thing we need to do is identify who it is we wanna connect with, who we wanna reach out to. We can do that by going to the search bar at the top, and let's continue with the aesthetic clinics thing. And we're gonna see all the people on LinkedIn that have aesthetic clinics mentioned in their profile. But if we look through this, it's not all relevant people. So we've got Richard Givens here. I help aesthetic clinics attract high paying clients. Okay, this is exactly what I was talking about earlier. He's got all his cards on the table here with an offer statement in his headline. Okay, and I can almost guarantee that Richard is not going to be getting a good meeting set rate. Imagine being an aesthetic clinic, looking at that profile request, and you're going to know that you're going to be pitched almost instantaneously. Be a lot better just being a lot more stealthy. Anyway, we need to go through filters. So if we hit all filters here and we can go on locations, let's say we want United Kingdom, we scroll down to the bottom, we just wanna have owners here. We just wanna have relevant clinic owners so we can pitch our service to them. So now we've got Anna, we've got Martin's a distributor, no, we've got a clinic owner here. We've got an owner here, but what we're having to do is we're still having to filter through all these individuals and try and find suitable prospects, and that's not a good valuable use of our time. And it's because we are using the free version of LinkedIn by using this search. And what we really need to be doing, if we want to get the most out of LinkedIn and want to close sales from LinkedIn efficiently, is we need to be using what's called LinkedIn Sales Navigator, which is the paid version of LinkedIn. That's not to say you cannot get results by using this normal organic search. You can do that to get your first client, sure, but you need to pay for LinkedIn eventually if you want to use this efficiently, okay? Now, LinkedIn Sales Navigator, at the time of making this video, this is not a paid affiliate with LinkedIn at all. I do not get any money from this, like £66. That is worth every single penny. You'll get return on investment with your first client and some, right? So this is what it's like to search in Sales Navigator. So we can put in exactly the same thing, aesthetic clinic, okay? There's pretty much the same results that it would if it was on free LinkedIn. But on the left-hand side, we have a lot more in-depth filters now that we can use. Okay, so the first one we want to do is current job title. So if we go on there, we're not just doing it on keywords, we're actually doing proper job titles. So we have owner, and we can include that. We can do clinic. Let's see if we've got like clinic owner. No, we don't have that. Do we have clinic owner? Yeah, we do have clinic owner. Okay, we can have head practitioner as well. Practice head, lead practitioner. Make sure you look for your industry to see how the owners identify themselves on the website. For example, in the medical industry, it's very often the lead practitioner, okay, or the practice head, for example, okay? So you can come under multiple names, like medical director here as well. And now you can see instantaneously how many relevant leads that we have. Business owner at Kai Aesthetic Clinic. Owner/medical director at Aesthetic Clinic. Owner, this is Aesthetic Clinic. Owner, and this is Aesthetic Clinic. Owner, this is Aesthetic Clinic. Every single lead is suitable on this list because we can filter through them a lot easier, okay? Now, we didn't even put some geography on here if we wanted to. We can also do United Kingdom, include, and now it's just gonna be people based in the UK. Now, another great feature of Sales Navigator is the ability to select all leads on screen and save them to a list. So let's say we wanna spend a couple of hours prospecting and we wanna come back to these leads in a couple of days or a couple of weeks. We can save those prospecting lists and come back to them later down the line. We're not gonna do that right now though. I wanna open this up for you. And I'm gonna show you a manual filtering method called a Boolean filter that you can use on keyword search here. So let's say that we are reaching out to aesthetic clinics. There will be many aesthetic businesses out there that are actually aesthetic training businesses. So how can we exclude those leads from there so we don't have to manually get rid of them? Well, we can use this filter, which is and or not, okay? You can use either. Aesthetic, not training, okay? So what this is gonna do is this is gonna search for leads that have the word aesthetic in their profile, but not the word training. So it's gonna exclude anybody that mentions training. You could change this to aesthetic and dentist or dental, for example, not training, okay? Or you could have aesthetic or dental, not training. And this is a really crucial feature that allows you to save so much time when you're building these large lead lists and you don't want to have to get an appointment set or one of your team members manually going through and removing all the people that are not suitable for your service. Awesome. So that's how we can identify potential customers. How are we actually going to reach out to them? Now with LinkedIn, we're not actually allowed to send messages to people unless we are connected to them outside of what is called an InMail. Now we get 50 InMails every month with a Sales Navigator account, and an InMail allows us to bypass the requirement to actually connect with someone first, so we can reach their inbox directly. But we only get 50, okay? So you can use these wisely. Use these for the leads that you really want to get hold of. So let's say we send a message to an individual, we hit new InMail. We've got a subject line here. I'd like to keep this nice and simple. Quick question four, and then put their name in here. And we're going to keep this message really brief. This is going to be a very dumbed down format of what we do by email. So hi, Zara. And then the format we want to follow is personalization and then a curiosity question. Okay, now personalization is really important in emails. Okay, if you're gonna send a direct message to someone, you wanna make sure that this is personalized. This isn't the same rule that applies for automation, which we're gonna come into shortly, but if we're sending emails and we're gonna use up these credits, we wanna make sure that we're personalizing this. So saying something which we can only say to Zahara, okay? So let's visit Zahara's profile and let's see what we can find for us to comment on. Okay, so we go on the profile. Okay, let's open up the website. Aram Dental, visit website. Okay, it's a very nice website. Let's go on news, see what we can find. I've got some articles on here. Why are my teeth sensitive? There's an article here. Why are my teeth sensitive? This is a great thing to just do. Okay, so I've recently read your sensitive teeth article on your website. As someone that suffers from them, this really helped me. Out of interest, could you handle an extra 40 to 50 clients at your clinic right now? Okay, there we go. And it's as simple as that. We've got a personalization. This is something, this is gonna lure Zara in, okay? So I recently read your sensitive teeth article on your website. As someone that suffers from them, this really helped me out. So this is something very simple, but it only can be said to Zahara. Out of interest, could you handle an extra 40 to 50 clients at your clinic right now? Curiosity question, we're not going into too much detail. We are simply just talking about and asking a question around the result of our service. So if you're watching this, regardless of your service, regardless of who you're selling to, you want to ask a curiosity question, which is open-ended and strikes up curiosity around the result of the service that you are about to pitch. Cool, hit send, and then have a conversation, try and book the meeting. You know the rest, cool. So those are in-mails. What do we do for everybody that we do not have an in-mail for? What message can we send? Well, first thing we need to do is actually click this button here and hit connect. And when we go to connect, we get asked if we wanna put a personal message. Do we wanna put something like a pitch here? And actually, I don't think that it's valuable adding a message here. You could add a pitch, but then people will just disconnect and say, no, I don't wanna, if they're not interested, they just won't connect with you. What we wanna try and do here is build as many valuable connections as possible so we can send messages and be approved to send messages to these people after they are actually connected to us. The prospect is much more valuable to us as a connection because we can message them again and again. We can send them follow-ups. They're gonna see our content. They're gonna be in our profile funnel, which is a lot better than them just seeing an initial message and then saying no, and then we can't remarket to them in the future. So let's say Zahara does accept our request. What is the message we're gonna send to actually reach out, okay? How are we gonna do this? It's gonna be very different to our in-mail. It needs to be conversational, okay? We don't wanna turn her off so she then unconnects with us. I'm gonna use this box here as the area to actually type the message, but remember, this isn't where you're gonna put it. You're gonna click on the profile, hit send message. Okay, that should be obvious. So we're gonna say something like, hey, Zara, I noticed you're also in the aesthetic industry. Okay, so put this for your niche, okay, the X industry. It's always great to connect with like-minded people. How's it going? Okay. And all we're trying to do here, let me zoom in a little bit. All we're trying to do here is kickstart a conversation, okay? We're not trying to pitch because that's what everybody does. Instead, we're just trying to kickstart the conversation. If you like, you can also add your personalization in here as well, okay? But for many of you who want to automate this, you won't actually be able to personalize, okay? But if you're doing this manually, absolutely. Personalization is always gonna get you a better response rate than no personalization. So that's the initial message that we're gonna send. What about if Zahara doesn't respond to that message? What's the follow-up? Well, let's say we wait 24 hours, okay, or we wait 2 days. 1 to 2 days is really the minimum you want to wait. What are we gonna send? At this point, we can go a little bit more salesy, okay, because we tried just being very genuine and just like having a conversation, and now at this point, we can be a bit more salesy. So, thought I'd give some context. Okay, in fact, I'm just gonna copy and paste this. I've got a prompt here on the right-hand side. Before to give some context, and then we've got our offer statement. I work with aesthetic clinics and help them get at least 50 new customers per month without them having to do anything extra. So we have our offer statement and our without, okay? You could even have a guarantee here. If you haven't got a good offer statement, you should check out the video that I put out on how to build a good offer. I'll put a link around here. Go watch that after this. Would that be something you'd be open to learning more about? And then we're gonna have Zahara. Okay? It's a very simple message. This is our follow-up. Thought I'd give some context. I work with a set of clinics to help them get an extra 50 new customers per month without them having to do anything extra. Would that be something you'd be open to learning more about? We don't wanna say, oh, do you want a meeting over the next couple of days? We don't want to be pushy. We're just asking to see, look, would this be something you're open to hearing more about? And the offer statement needs to be something that's going to create a lot of curiosity. Awesome. So that is how you send manual messages via LinkedIn. And if you smash out 50 of these a day, you're going to get meetings and sign up clients in no time. But what about for those of you that want to automate this process? What about for those of you who want to smash out even more than that and potentially even have multiple accounts running, sending requests at one time? I want to show you a tool called Expandy, which is an all-in-one LinkedIn AI automation tool. And what we have on screen right now is an automation I've set up, and you can replicate this for yourselves. You can make this as complicated or as simple as you want it to be. But this is a very simple flow on screen, which is going to automatically visit profiles, send the connection request, and then send our first introduction message when somebody connects with us. Okay, so let me explain this to you, and I'm actually gonna run you through actually how this works. So let's start off with our starting point. Okay, so this flow starts, and this flow works in a very similar way to if you ever use Go High Level or Zapier or any kind of automation flow. It's very much if this, then do this, if that, then do that, okay? So start off, it's going to visit a profile, and I'm going to show you how you can input this with leads in a moment. So it's going to visit a profile. It's going to see if we're connected to that person. If we're not connected to them, then it's going to send a connection request, but we're not going to put a message. Okay. We don't want to put a message in the connection request. We want it to be nice and innocent. We're then going to wait for a day, see if they accepted. If they did accept, okay, it's going to then send them an intro message. Hey, first name. This is similar to what we just went through. I see we share a common interest in aesthetics. Always good to connect with like-minded people. How's it going? Okay, gonna wait for another day, and it's gonna endorse them on a skill on their profile. So it's mimicking this very natural behavior. It's gonna wait another day, and it'll send a follow-up. Okay, so if they don't respond, it's gonna send them a follow-up. Thought I'd give some context. I work with aesthetic clinics and help them get at least 50 new clients per month without them having to do anything extra. Okay, so we've got our offer statement there. Would that be something you'd be open to learning more about? And then we have a personalization. So first name is automatically going to pull in their first name in this message. Okay, so we are automatically connecting and sending two follow-ups to this individual. And we can do this at mass on a daily basis, sending upwards of 50 to 100 messages, depending on how warm your LinkedIn profile is. This is the key. Like with email, like with any outreach, the more established your account is, the more outreach you'll be able to do. If you start getting ban notifications from LinkedIn, you want to make sure you hold off. You also need to be using LinkedIn Sales Navigator to be able to use a tool like this. It is technically against LinkedIn's terms of service, but they are well aware that things like this go on, and hence they turn a blind eye to their users who use Sales Navigator. So how do we feed this automation with leads? We need to go on people, okay? And we would add a new search. And what we do is we take the URL from LinkedIn Sales Navigator search. Okay, so we go LinkedIn Sales Navigator search, and we paste, well, first of all, we're gonna put in the name. So let's call this Aesthetic Clinics. And then we paste the URL from our search. And we also wanna tick auto reload. Okay, actually, yeah. So auto reload, it basically will continue adding new people to this list based on new people that come up on LinkedIn. I would recommend only doing this if your Sales Navigator search is incredibly strict, because if not, you're going to be sending this out to people that aren't necessarily suitable. Okay, so only put auto reload on if your filter is really strict. So there we've added these people to this. It's now actually going to start pulling in these contacts, and then it will automatically throw them into this automation. Now, I am not an aesthetics clinic agency, and so I don't want to do this, so I need to turn off that automation. But let me quickly run you through how I actually did this. So let's go ahead and let's say I made a brand new Expandy account. We go on campaigns, we set up our profile to start off with. If you guys would like me to go for an actual in-depth video on this, running through the entire process end to end, I'm very aware that this video has already got onto some length. Drop a comment down below. If enough of you say, yes, I want a video on LinkedIn automation, show me this tool. If enough of you say that, then I'll create an in-depth video running through the back-end account setup of Expandy and so on. And yeah, and I'll show you that. This is a fresh account, so it's clean, so it's how you see it. I don't want you to see the actual campaigns that I'm sending out for my agency right now, so you copy everything that I'm doing. But if we go create new campaign, and we can choose our campaign type, Campaign builder is what I think that you should do. A campaign builder is basically a custom campaign, so we can manipulate the flow in as many ways as possible, so we can make it nice and in-depth. And I'll just call this test one. We hit next. We then can choose from a template, or we can create without a template if you're used to creating automation flows, and this is great. If not, I would recommend using a very simple one. You can do contact new people. You can do actions. This is the template that I use to build off. And hit use template, the one I just showed you. And it's as simple as that. It's now going to create this campaign. We have the flow. You play around with your messages. You can add different caveats in here as well. And the next thing you want to make sure you do is on your settings, you just make sure this is set around 30 to start off with. It means it's going to send a maximum of 30 messages per day. And one final thing I will show is on profile settings, you want to make sure you have account warming turned on. So just like with email, when we're outreaching, you want to stagger your outreach. You don't want to be sending 30 messages a day to start off with on a LinkedIn profile that's never done outreach. My profile was very seasoned. I can get away with that. You won't be able to. So set up account warming and turn that on. And sweet. That is how you can begin to automate this process via LinkedIn. Now, let's say you do get a campaign set up. Where are you going to respond to those messages? Well, obviously, we've got the inbox tab on the left-hand side. And if you do use an automation tool, regardless whether it's Expandi or something else, always use the native inbox management tool, because you can then tag these contacts as responded. You can tag them for a certain outreach message that you sent if you're split testing. It's a lot more comprehensive and easier to manage than it is on the LinkedIn inbox. Okay, so make sure you use this. And whilst we're here, let me show you the reasons why it is so important to differentiate in your outreach and be conversational and not just pitch people straight away. Because I get pitched absolutely every single day. Let's have a look at some of these messages. So here we've got Varun, okay, straight in with a sales message. We help businesses like yours reduce their production cost by up to 60%. I don't care, I don't know you. Ibrahim, okay, you have a great profile. Look at all these, just sales message after sales message. Like one after the other, after the other. One of my team members even rejected Ibrahim here, okay. What else have we got? Mackenzie, again, straight in with their selfish desires. There's no personalization, there's no desire to try and build any rapport with me. They're just going straight in with this. Alexander, man, I'm hyped to be able to speak with you at AdCon. Oh, Alexander, you're obviously speaking at an event that I'm speaking in. Cool, man. Anyway, this is how you really get clients using LinkedIn right now. And if you want to explore this more, let me know down below.